Hi everyone, and welcome to my profile podcast. I'm Sophia Ruggiero, and today I'm so excited to share the story of someone who has completely changed the way Americans think about cooking, food, and culture, the one and only Semin Nosra. You might know her as the author of Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, the James Beard award-winning cookbook that became a New York Times bestseller and a Netflix documentary series. Or maybe you listened to her comforting podcast, Home Cooking, during the pandemic. But Semin is more than just a chef or a writer. She's a teacher, a storyteller, and a connector. Semin was born in San Diego, California, to Iranian parents who fled persecution in their home country. When she was just a year and a half year old, her older sister passed away from terminal brain cancer, a heartbreaking moment that shaped her family's life. Later, she attended UC Berkeley, where she majored in English, but her path changed the day she ate at Chipanis, the legendary restaurant founded by Alice Waters. That meal was so transformative that she applied for a job there the very next day and started as a busser. Over time, she worked her way into the kitchen, learning from the best. Alice Waters even called her America's next great cooking teacher. From there, Semin's journey took her to Italy, where she worked with chefs like Benedetta Vitali and Dario Cecchini. It was during those experiences from California to Tuscany that she realized something profound, that great cooking comes down to just four basic elements: salt, fat, acid, and heat. That simple but powerful idea became the foundation of her book. Salt, Fat, Acid, and Heat is not just a cookbook, it's a guide that teaches people how to understand food at its core. It focuses on intuition, not just following a recipe. When she brought this idea to a chef in Italy, he responded by smiling at her as if to say, "Duh, everyone knows that." While this might be intuitive for many cultures around the world, Americans often lack this basic culinary knowledge due to a disconnection from food. Thankfully, with the help of her ethnic background, she already had the cooking values and a deeper connection to ingredients, rather than looking at food as a commodity. Her culinary understanding and values is what shaped her book to educate Americans on what food really is. Semin also prioritizes cooking as a way to invite everyone in the kitchen. She emphasizes the community that food builds and the importance of honoring cultures, histories, and people. She shows the importance behind traditions and the stories behind the ingredients. She demonstrates how food is not just food, but something that brings people together, and the deep intrinsic relationship it has from the soil to the table. In her Netflix series, she travels to places like Italy, Japan, Mexico, and California, showing how these regions approach salt, fat, acid, and heat in different ways. The many different cultures around the world stem from the different geographical locations of each culture, although she realizes how they all share the same deep core pillars to cooking. And it's no coincidence that three of these places, Japan, Italy, and California, are also home to some of the longest living people in the world. While Mexico still has somewhat of a high life expectancy as well, all of these different cultures show the result of how you eat and live is connected to a healthy and long life. Her series teaches that cooking isn't just about memorizing recipes, a common misconception in America, but about developing a deep, intuitive understanding of ingredients and techniques. She demonstrates this by showing different cultures of their traditional cooking, which is intuitive and a way of life, and learned through generations of knowledge. Semin is also an avid cat. She speaks about representation in food media, fights for food justice, and reminds us that cooking can be emotional and healing. During COVID-19, her podcast, Home Cooking, brought comfort to people stuck at home, helping them feel less alone. She has a new book coming out in 2025 called Good Things, where she'll share her favorite culinary rituals and recipes. Once again, she highlights the importance of cultural food and how it shapes how we cook today for both health and longevity. So whether you're a seasoned chef or someone who's never boiled water, Semin Nosra has something to teach you. She offers the generational knowledge you may never have received and shows how powerful it is to cook with love for a community and from the ground up. Thanks for listening.
My mentor Benedetta taught me to do this. I'm using my hands to pull outward as I roll. All right, that's good.